Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Hoy vamos a hablar del caso de David de la Cruz. And this is actually a requested case. And when we say that some of these cases don't have that many articles, like, we mean it. En veces nomás hay como tres artículos for a case. And they literally are repeating the same information. So it's really hard sometimes for us to, like, present a long episode, like full details, porque it's just simply not out there. And so that's the case for this episode. We were only able to find two articles on this case.
Yeah, entonces va a ser un episodio cortito, but every case deserves the same coverage, so we will still do an episode on this case. So, in general, it shouldn't matter if the person has a record. Every life is equally valuable, and so they deserve to be told.
Exactly. Y también por eso es que nosotros, you know, obviously created this podcast for cases just like this one to make sure that, like, his name, David de la Cruz, is being heard and his story is being told.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, antes de empezar el caso, we again would like to give you all a heads up.
We will be talking about sensitive topics. Queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas.
So, David de la Cruz solamente tenía 18 años, and he had already lived through so much at such a young age, and he was living in Providence, Rhode Island.
And some quick facts are that compared to national average, Providence has a high rate of violent crime. And violent crimes definitely vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. I'm sure we all see it in our own personal, you know, communities.
We definitely see it here.
Yeah. There's areas here in the Bay Area that have high rates of violent crime, and then 5 minutes down the street, and
it's
then there's
like
a
very high-end neighborhood.
Yeah, very distinct places. And so this is the case here in Providence. There's different areas, and the vast majority of violent crimes occur in the poorest communities in Providence, such as Olneyville, Elmwood, South Providence, and West End.
And unfortunately, David was part of these communities, which is, again, why he experienced so much at such a young age. And I feel like sometimes, you know, we kind of blame it on the person, but if you really think about the bigger picture, it's I don't know, I feel like it's a deeper problem than just the person.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think the community that you grow in has a big effect on it.
And the resources and just everything.
Yes. And I know it varies from person to person, but, you know, there's people who actually really do need these resources. And, you know, these communities don't have that. So it's very unfortunate for individuals who really needed them.
Amen, Steph.
Okay. And so David was a father to a baby girl. And él nomás tenía 18 años, so él era muy joven. Pero él era un buen padre, and he loved his daughter dearly. Y él también era un hermano. He had siblings that he would always watch over, and he cared for.
Yeah, como dijo Steph, tener un bebé a los 18 años, like, él era muy joven, but it seems like he definitely was there for his daughter as much as he could be. And, you know, David also really enjoyed playing basketball. Con eso era su pasatiempo. And I think that's a really healthy, like, pastime, you know, little hobby.
I do like telling y'all what their hobbies are, because I feel like you can kind of connect and kind of realize that these are real people. And he is an adult. Yeah. And he is an adult, but, you know, he likes playing basketball. So I feel like hobbies kind of connect you to your inner child, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so David had a criminal record at such a young age. A los 17 años, he was already known by the police. He was known for his violent reputation and for running the C Block street gang.
In October del 2009, he actually got out on bail for robbing a teenage girl at gunpoint. And that was like the December prior to that year. So he had done some time. Y cuando ese incidente pasó, David estaba corriendo de las autoridades, and he tossed out a gun into some bushes. He tried also punching the police officer, but the police officer was able to arrest him and put him in cuffs. Entonces, David fue llevado a la estación y pues fue culpable.
And the court judge gave him 60 days in jail for violating his probation on the robbery charge, which had been waived from the family court, as well as the new charge of carrying a firearm without a license.
Y entonces David actually cumplió sus 18 años cuando estaba en la cárcel. And again, he got out on bail on December 23rd of 2009.
Mm-hmm. And he was only out for one day because on Christmas Eve, David was headed out to a party around Congress Avenue. And esta área era muy común for the C-Block gang.
And esa misma noche, David was shot to death by another young man que traía una máscara puesta. Y al llegar al hospital de Rhode Island, David fue pronunciado muerto.
Mm-hmm. Out of the 23 people murdered in Providence that year, David de la Cruz was the fourth gang associate to die at the hands of another. And todas estas personas eran jóvenes, no más de 22 años. So that's like your prime time.
That is your prime time. Like, I feel like, you know, when you're 18, I feel like you think you're so grown, but in reality, like, you're just starting, you know?
Yeah.
And like, by 22, like, I think about me, what I was doing at 22, and I just graduated college. I didn't know what I was doing at 22, you know? So it's really sad to hear these statistics and to just hear how, like, so many young men are, you know, losing their lives. Like,
yeah.
It's really sad. And, like, continuing with, you know, these facts that we're throwing at y'all, here's another one for y'all. So the first murder of that year was 17-year-old Angelo Camarena, and he was an associate of the members of Pine Street. And then a few days later, another 17-year-old boy associated with C Block también fue asesinado and was wounded. And a few days later, another 17-year-old boy associated with the C Block gang también fue balaceado and he was very badly wounded. And, you know, police think that it was a payback for Angelo's death. So here we go, just like, it's kind of like tag, like back and forth.
Yeah, like one thing leads to another. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, there are things that, you know, are tragic and that, you know, involves death and violence. And so during that time, the South Side and Elmwood had been really tense when the members of different gangs crossed paths because of all this, like, back and forth violence between them.
That's kind of how it is with gangs, you know, que ahora esto, que ahora el otro, and it's just like revenge, and it's like at some point, like, revenge is not worth it. Y como dijimos, like, el caso de David es muy corto, casi no hay información, so that was just kind of it. The only thing that we really know is that investigators are looking at possible leads in the murder of David de la Cruz, but as we know, you know, when it comes to gang violence, it's really hard to track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's really all we have for this case. Este caso es muy corto porque no hay tantos artículos. And we do want to say a disclaimer, and that's that we don't condone the violent crimes that he did or like his violent attitude. We don't condone that, but we also think that every case deserves attention. Like his family, he deserves justice, and I feel like we can state his history but also advocate for him as well at the same time.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, like, he was a son, he was a father, he was a friend, he was a brother, you know,
a human,
you know, basically. Yeah. And so he deserves justice. His family deserves to know who did this and like find closure in his death. And I feel like it doesn't correlate with
His background.
You know?
We shouldn't use that against him.
Yeah.
You know, he deserves justice. And so with that, we ask you all to share this episode with a family member, some friends, anyone that likes true crime and wants to make a difference by sharing and spreading the word.
And again, we're so sorry that it is a short episode, pero pues qué podemos hacer? You know, we wish there was more information on his case. We wish, like, that we would see investigators, like, actively trying to find leads, but we all know, we've all seen it, so it's just a sad
And this is why we are, you know, trying to create this space that can talk about these cases and kind of build a little pressure to authorities for them to look for leads.
Yeah.
And that is all for the episode. Y los vemos la semana que entra.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.